It's good for planting, or
most of the land down here is good for a lot of different crops.
But people don't.
They don't fool with it. I mean, those that, you know, own their own land, then you'll notice they have gardens and all. But mm-hmm. like we're renting, we don't have a garden. Had one year, but it's too much work. I was too busy. I couldn't keep it up.
Yeah. This is the weather just too unpredictable to.
It's pretty good. It's just hurricane season that you watch.
That's around September or so.
Yeah. Well, mostly when the weather starts changing from summer to the next season, you know, and you have all that change of weather and different highs and lows coming in, it just causes disturbances.
What about now when it's changing from winter to spring?
The fronts keep the weather cold, and it doesn't change the depressions. It doesn't make a depression, which starts a hurricane.
I know a lot about weather and things.
Observant.
You know, I know they didn't raise cotton or around here in your sugar cane, but when people would get out with a hoe in the cotton field and then the cotton out, did you ever hear an expression referring to what they were doing?
I guess just thinning it, mm-hmm. or weeding it.
Did you ever hear of chopping it or scraping it?
No, but it would sound just as good.
What sort of grass would grow up around in a garden or someplace where you
weeds?
What different kinds of weeds?
I don't know, just grass you wouldn't want, things that's not flowers, mm-hmm. or that you planted. You call it weed or grass.
Okay. And kind of a fence that you could have around your yard or your garden.
Just a fence.
What about the wooden fence that would be pointed up at the top?
Picket fence.
Okay. Would that be nailed together or woven together or what?
You'd have the picket straight up and down. You'd have two bars to hold the pickets mm-hmm. straight.
What about a kind of a real old-fashioned fence that'd go in and out like that?
I know what you mean, but I don't know what you'd call it other than a fence.
And a kind of a wire fence they'd have now.
Oh, like a hurricane fence, though. Well, it's just a name for a wire fence. Or
that twisted wire.
Like a barbed wire.
Uh-huh. And if you were setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the
posts.
And then you take the wire and nail it to?
To the post.
Or to just one? Nail it from one? What, to the other, from one?
One post to the other.
Okay. Do you ever see a fence or wall that's made out of loose stone or rock that you could get from the field?
No. This on television.
Uh-huh. What about the thing people used to use to carry water in?
Picture, a pitcher,
or something,
a bucket.
Uh huh. What's a bucket made out of?
Tin. I don't know. Tin.
Mhm. What about something made out of wood?
Wooden bucket.
Okay. What's the do you ever use the word pail?
Not in there.
What's the difference between?
It's the same thing as a small bucket.
You just call it.
Call it a pail. You call it a bucket.
Uh-huh. It's a small bucket, you said.
Yeah. It's like a small bucket. You take a bigger bucket and it's more like almost a tub. Mm-hmm. Like there's different tubs though. Mm-hmm. So you keep a bucket and a pail's kind of small.
Uh-huh. What about something you could carry food to the pigs in?
A bucket or a tub or something.
Well, what kind of bucket would you call that?
A bucket, a little bigger than a bucket, would be like a foot tub.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, the waste food that they carried.
Slop.
Uh-huh.